Manning takes a snap, rolling to his right, throws on the run. Welker's there, touchdown Denver. Shotgun snap, Peyton looks left. He wants Julius Thompson to fake. JT is there, he got it. Did he get both feet down? Yes, he did. Touchdown Denver. This would be an NFL record. It would be spotted at the 46 of the Broncos. This would be a 64-yard field goal from Matt Prater. Snap placement, Prater has plenty of air on it. Does it have enough? It goes over and it is good!
Oh my God.
Matt Prater from 64 yards out, a new NFL record. Welcome back, John Fox. John back after a month's long absence with the bicuspid aortic valve surgery. But nice way to welcome him back to Denver and to the sideline in particular, as his team will win it 51-28. And they remain in first place in the AFC West and in first place in the AFC overall.
Broncos win 51-28, take care of Tennessee. This is Chris Hall and John Elway, Elway Access Podcast presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks. Thanks for checking in. Thanks for joining us on what will be a very odd and short week. We'll get to that a little bit later on in the show, but there's a lot of normalcy about yesterday. 2 o'clock kick at home. Everyone got home at a decent hour. I know Broncos wanted to make sure there was no letdown after that four-game stretch of the schedule that was very challenging. John, 51-28, you hang up those many points against a team you're not familiar with in weather that is just not even fun to stand in, much less play football in, and you're not letting one of those games slip that maybe could have, considering how emotional the last few weeks have been.
Well, I mean, I think we're in control of our own destiny, and anytime you're in that, I think it makes that you know, each game that important. And so I think that, plus with the maturity of our team, plus dealing with Coach Fox coming back, there were enough things to keep us going this week to realize that it was an important football game to us. And so, plus we knew it was going to be cold. It was a good challenge for us because we didn't play well in the cold in New England. And so there was a lot of banter about the cold. And so, therefore, I think our guys took it to heart and really went out and showed that we can play in the cold. And so it was, it's something that, cold weather is it's a mental thing, and you got to fight through it mentally. And I know when I played, I always looked at it as an advantage. When you got somebody that came from the warm weather, like Tennessee, that comes up here to the cold weather, you have an advantage. And I think that we had the mental edge on the Titans this week, and we're able to win that football game.
Clinched a playoff berth, got that ticket stamped now, but there's still three games to play. Is that good or bad? You know you're in. Okay, you can put that away. Now let's maybe work on things you know you'd need to do well in the playoffs if you want to move on to the next round?
Well, I mean, I think anytime you look at a game and you look at yesterday we're behind at halftime, had a great second half and opened it up. Peyton had obviously a great day offensively, moved the ball and really had a great day. But I think when you look at it, there's still a lot of things that we can clean up and still a lot of mistakes and some big plays we gave up on the defensive side. So to know that we're able to win like we won yesterday, but also know that and feel like we haven't really, scratched the surface, especially defensively. We've got to clean a lot of things up for us to be able to get done what we want to get done in the playoffs.
You touched on Peyton. When the offense runs 91 plays, what is that telling you? 91 snaps.
91 snaps is a lot of snaps, but also I think that's something that, it's getting the ball snapped a lot, too, and it's also picking up first downs and controlling the football, and anytime you do that, we're a mile high up here, and you get those guys worn down a little bit, and I think that's why you see the success that we had in the second half. The fact is we were able to get so many plays, and so, and even on top of that, we talk about the defense and offense, they have 91 snaps, but then, we've had some holes in the special teams the last couple of weeks. We've had two big returns that we've really got to get cleaned up, and so, when we look at it, it's great to be 11-2 and control of our own destiny. But we don't want to fall in that trap to where we're not continuing to fix different issues that we have.
Got a chance to see history. Matt Prater kicking one from 64. Were you down in time? I know you guys make your way from the box downstairs.
I was not down in time.
Did you hear it?
I did. I saw it. And it was amazing that he even made it when it was that cold out, too. So, I was happy for him, especially when you look at the amount of guys that had 63-yard field goals to have him finally get over the hump, and so I'm happy for Matt. He's worked hard and he's well deserved, and it was a good emotional boost for us going in at halftime.
Yeah, you saw practically the entire Broncos sideline rush the field, which you don't see often at the end of the second quarter. Maybe towards the end of the game, but not going into halftime. Definitely gave a bump coming out into the second half. We'll talk about that next on the Elway Access podcast on DenverBroncos.com.
Broncos win! I'm flying out to see the next Broncos road game.
How did you score airline tickets?
Easy! I redeemed the Flex Points I earned with my Flex Perks Travel Rewards card.
Isn't that the card where 20,000 Flex Points equals a free flight up to $400?
Exactly! You should get the card too. Just visit a U.S. bank branch and apply today.
Wow, I'm there!
The creditor and issuer of the Flex Perks Travel Rewards Visa card is U.S. Bank National Association, pursuant to a license from Visa USA, Inc.
Hey, Peyton Manning here.
Eli Manning here for this season's NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV, where every game, every Sunday is included at no extra charge.
Cable can't do that. Only DirecTV gives you all the entertainment you could possibly want. Call 1-800-DIRECTV to switch or visit DirecTV.com today. Right, Eli?
Right, bro.
Requires 24-month agreements and choice package or above. Offer ends 11/26/13. Includes out-of-market games. Only new approved customers. Only 2014 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Shotgun snap. Three-man rush. Fitzpatrick in the goal line. He's going to be hit and dropped and barely leans the football out to the playing field. That was Malik Jackson. First and 10 Titans at the 43. Empty backfield. Fitzpatrick hit as he throws. The ball wobbles up and picked off by Terrence Knight. Shotgun snap. Fitzpatrick with a blitz. Sets up a screen. Chris Johnson's there. Now hit. Now fumbles the football. The ball is free in the middle of the field. And the Broncos have it. Fitzpatrick empty backfield. Five-man rush. Fitzpatrick is going to be hit and down. And that's Von Miller.
Again, Broncos win 51-28. We talked about the Matt Prater field goal going into the break. John, you see what happened all of a sudden, 17 points in 6 minutes. You're feeling that boost coming out of a record-setting field goal. And again, that deferring at the coin flip, getting the ball to start the second quarter. Broncos down 21-10. 6 game minutes later, up 27-17. How deflating is that when you can flip a game that quickly with halftime to make that adjustment? You're down, and all of a sudden, the other team is forced into throwing situations. You can play better defense. I mean, that's kind of been what's happened so many of these games coming out of half.
Yeah, and it has. And I think it's also getting comfortable with the defense, what they're doing defensively, and everybody kind of getting comfortable with it. So, and then plus, you know, being able to wear them down and getting some momentum starting that second half. And like you said, with Matt kicking a 64-yard before half, and then we get the next possession. And so we always look at that as, you know, that's 14 points or 10-point swing right there if you have it possession, possession – at the end of the half, starting the second half, and we've been able to take advantage of that.
It was a physical game yesterday. You know, Eric Decker was chirping a little bit with the Tennessee sideline. Everything made about how cold it was last week, building up to the game, and it was cold. What can you learn about this team when you can win a physical game like that, when you have the playoffs coming up soon? You know that's what it's going to take mentally to move on and press on when you can win a game like that.
Well, I think it comes down to the mental toughness side. And I think that, you know, we've seen this team get a little bit tougher over the last couple of weeks, especially mentally. And I think that, you know, looking at those cold weather games, as much talk as there's been about it and how we've played in the cold weather, I think, again, as we talked about earlier, is using that at an advantage rather than something that hurts us. And I think you'd use that as, you know, on the mental side that, you know, when you get in the playoffs, you get in these situations that we're going to be in the next 3 weeks, to be able to step up and make plays and tough situations, and especially when you're behind, like we did again in Kansas City, we're able to come back being 20 down 21-7, and then really at halftime yesterday being down 21-20, to be able to have, you know, come back. Obviously, you always like to get off to a better start, but you know, for us to be able to come back, continuing to grind it and be, you know, play the physical football, and a lot of that goes to the offensive line and how we've did a great job protecting Peyton yesterday, and we've been able to run the ball. The running game's gotten better and better, and so the physicalness of the game starts up front. And I think, you know, in offensive line wise, I think that's where we're winning the battles up front.
Did you talk to Coach Fox at all pregame or postgame, just having him back and
I saw him before, and he was excited about being back before, and then he was just as excited, if not more excited, about being back. And you know, after the game, obviously there's pressure on him to come back and win the game, and but also it's something that he truly loves to do, and that's be on the football field and be on the sidelines. So I think that you know, he was excited about that. He's healthy now, and he's back doing what he loves, and so it was good to see him back on the sideline.
Not as good a story, right? Come back and not get the win. A lot more fun. A lot more exciting.
No, yeah, that would have put a damper on it in a hurry.
Right,
so
right.
I think that's where he felt all the pressure was, making sure when he came back. Because when we left, when he left, we were in second place. When he came back, we were in first place. So he didn't want to make, he wanted to make sure we stayed there.
That's great, yeah. And they sure did again. This final score, 51-28. Well, a couple days go by. All of a sudden, Broncos are playing again. Thursday Night Football here in Denver on NFL Network. We'll talk about that next on the Elway Access podcast on DenverBroncos.com.
Broncos win! I'm flying out to see the next Broncos road game.
How did you score airline tickets?
Easy! I redeemed the flex points I earned with my Flex Perks travel rewards card.
Isn't that the card where 20,000 flex points equals a free flight up to $400?
Exactly! You should get the card too. Just visit a U.S. Bank branch and apply today.
Wow, I'm there!
The creditor and issuer of the Flex Perks travel rewards Visa card is U.S. Bank National Association, pursuant to a license from Visa USA, Inc.
Hey, Peyton Manning here.
Eli Manning here for this season's NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV, where every game, every Sunday is included at no extra charge.
Cable can't do that. Only DirecTV gives you all the entertainment you could possibly want. Call 1-800-DIRECTV to switch or visit DirecTV.com today. Right, Eli?
Right, bro.
Requires 24-month agreements and choice package or above. Offer ends 11-26-13. Includes out-of-market games. Only new approved customers. Only 2014 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
We got a heck of a football team. But just remember, we're trying to be a great football team. We took a step that way in this first game of the fourth quarter. All right, we need to continue that. We play a division opponent that we have a lot riding on. Then we've got some pretty special things we've accomplished in our division. We need to keep those alive, and you know what I'm talking about. Without a plan.
Well, it's not finishing off the football week on NBC, but it sure is still in prime time. Broncos host the Chargers on NFL Network this Thursday. Another primetime game, John. Peyton Manning, after the game on Sunday, said purely from a health standpoint, he's just not a fan of these Thursday games. But I think when it is a short week, how crucial is getting guys ready to go physically, that health, more in terms of prep, right? Especially if it is a division opponent that you are familiar with.
It's difficult because I only had to do it one time on a Thanksgiving day, and we went to Detroit and got our lunch handed to us. And so I know it's tough on a short week. Plus, but the good thing is every team in the league has to do it now. And so, you know, for the fans, I think it's great to have Thursday night football for the fans, knowing that, you know, that there's some kind of football almost every day. That we 5 out of the 7 days a week, there's some kind of football. So, but I agree with Peyton. It's tough to do. But I think we've got a good plan. When we did it last year, and what John does practice-wise is really, really walk through tempo stuff. And really, it's all mental and none of it's physical to get ready. Just concentrate on recovering from yesterday's game and getting ready for the Chargers. And so it's more mental reps than anything this week. And at least it looks like it's going to be a little warmer than it was yesterday. But again, you know, I think the one good thing is nothing's been normal for us this year, so we're back off schedule. And again, we've adjusted to it well all year, and so I don't anticipate us not doing the same this Thursday night.
Yeah, maybe that carrot hanging out there is the weekend to follow. But before that comes, getting that win against San Diego, trying to sweep another division opponent. We talked about how tough it was to do it against Kansas City. Broncos were able to do that. This week, however, though, with Wes Welker, with whatever's going on with Derek Wolfe, the fact that Julius Thomas was able to come back, but Champ Bailey wasn't able to go this week, you do have probably some other young players who are going to have to play more in a short week for them as they're getting ready. They'll have to contribute as well.
Well, they will. And, you know, we've had a lot of guys step up in the secondary. We have several guys play yesterday in the cold. And so we've had, you know, we've gone through the
you know, through the whole roster. Usually if you're on that 46, you're going to be a big part of what's going on. And so, especially on the defensive side, and that's the way it's been. So, you know, we'll see how the week goes. It was good to have Julius back. We'll wait to see what goes on with Wes and see where Derek Wolfe is. And you know, we're thrilled that he's going to be okay. It's just a matter of when. So we'll see how this week goes. And, you know, we're playing a good San Diego team. They're coming off a big win against the Giants yesterday, and they still got a chance to make the playoffs. And Mike McCoy's done a heck of a job out there this year and got him playing very well. And obviously McCoy knows us very well. And so, you know, we're going to have our hands full.
Yeah, Mike McCoy coming back. He'll stand over on that east side of Sports Authority Field at Mile High as he brings the Chargers in for Thursday Night Football. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This has been the Elway Access Podcast on DenverBroncos.com. 2 games in 5 days. Again, Broncos on Thursday night. Thanks so much for listening. Enjoy the game Thursday night.